Woo! Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, bitches. It's been a minute. It's been a little minute. A lot has happened. A lot of changes happening. I'm not too sure of my... Goddamn. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Got spit. That one made me spit a lot. So my job, is not, up to par by my standards. It is, the management of it is terrible, in my opinion. Because I was promised all this shit. I was promised, you know, a company truck, a company gas card, fucking 11 days of PTO, all this shit, right? You know, and it's been 8 months, and I ain't seen shit. Not one fucking thing. And it's bullshit, in my opinion. And now, the guys that reached out to me to hire me are fucking giving me the cold shoulder. I hear nothing but fucking crickets in my corner by them. It's fucking radio silence, you know? And it's bullshit. It's petty bullshit. Like, I've been through so much in my life. And for this to happen, for me to go through something like this, it's petty bullshit. To me, it's something that it's not worth my time. So, I'm going to find a way to move on. I'm no longer going to be staying with the current place I'm at because of the guys that hired me and the way they're treating me. Like, I'm getting the fucking, the passive aggressive vibes from one of them. Like, he's pissed off at me about something, but they don't talk to me. They don't say shit to me. And I've been trying to meet up with them, get them both in a room to talk to me face to face. And it's like, they're fucking avoiding me. That shit pisses me off. That's another reason why I'm gone, dude. Like, all right. I see how it is. And I fucking, dude, I burnt a bridge. A bridge that I didn't want to burn. I went ahead and burnt a bridge because I trusted them. You know? I put my faith in their words. And they fucked me. Now they're gonna, they're about to get fucked themselves. And they don't see it coming. But they will, because one day, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the next day, but one day soon, very fucking soon, I'm not going to show up. And they're going to wonder what the fuck happened. But you know what? It's going to be too late, because I'll be long gone, motherfucker, riding off in the sunset. Other than that bullshit that I'm dealing with, life is great. Life is good. Excuse me. You know, I got a fucking baby coming on the way. I got a wife I love and adore. And I got some fucking amazing opportunities coming my way. Made some new friends. So let's see what life brings, huh? I know I'm in control of what I can do. That's a matter of fact. So, I'm going to get myself out of this situation that I'm currently in. Yeah. That's basically my little rant right there. I'm not, you know, this is... Like, just, I mean, like, what the fuck, you know, like... Just be a man of your word, you know? Like, what the fuck, man? That's just, I don't know how, I mean, shit. I don't know how you guys feel about that shit, but I think it's bullshit, quite honestly. And it's been like this for months, dude. I ain't hearing shit from them. Nothing, not a damn word. Yeah. I'm going to take another bong rip, and then, yeah. You guys are more than welcome to join me I wish I had a guest on here to talk with. It's been a while since I've had anyone up here, up at my place where my studio's at, but it's looking like sometime soon, very soon, I'd have a fucking, matter of fact, this Saturday, this coming Saturday, I got a new friend of mine coming up to the studio. He's gonna check my shit out, see what's going on. I'll even do a podcast with him and whoever else shows up, you know. I might have more than one person here. I know I'm gonna have more than one person here. I might have three or four people here. New people, I'll introduce to you guys. I'll give you their names. John is one of them. Ace is the other. And Lori is the other one. And the other one, the fourth one, I do want to share her name, but I don't know if I should put her name out there, because I don't know if she wants that, honestly, because I kind of pissed her off on accident. But I'm doing what I can to mend the damage, because it's an important relationship to me. So, and I care. But hopefully she shows up too. I know she's in town. And she knows that I know that. And it was something that I didn't expect, but we'll see what happens. So yeah, anyways. Yeah, let's take a bong rip. You know what I'm saying? If you got a joint, light it up. If you got a blunt, light it up. If you fucking, whatever you got, dab, fucking, don't matter. Whatever you shit you got to burn, burn that shit with me, bro. Because fuck the fucking 9-to-5 bullshit. Fuck the fucking, you know, the petty ass fucking, because I'm in this position and I make this much more than you, I get to tell you how you can fucking live your life. At, you know, fuck that shit. That's some bullshit, dude. Don't let anyone tell you how to live. This is why I'm walking away. Because this is going to be a message. They don't fucking control me. I control myself. I can go wherever I want. I've got places to go. I don't have to stick around. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that goes for anyone. If you think someone has control of your life because of your livelihood, because of your job, fuck that, dude. If you're not getting the respect that you deserve, leave. They're not worth your time. Fuck them. Ain't worth your time. But anyways, here's all the fucking... Let's just fucking rip this one. You guys are probably already smoking by now because I took too fucking long, but let's fucking do this shit. Fucking like 14 hours to fucking do that. Oh, shit. What time is it? 15 hours to do that shit. Fuck. Whew. I'm in a way better mood now. Way better mood. Goodness. Whew. Anyways, I wish I had more shit to talk about. Quite honestly, I don't. You know, well, John, how about this? I'll give you a little insight on who these people are. John, he's a boxer. He's pretty much a pro boxer. He just hasn't debuted for his. He can go pro right now. He's got plans for his legacy, so he's putting that into effect. But he can go pro any day, but he's pretty much going to go pro. And then you got Lori. his fiance, who is a successful entrepreneur who sells CBD oil online. And then you got John's brother, Ace, who he creates beats in his studio for music and shit, you know? So we got an interesting collection of people coming, a new, different type of people. These people are like this next episode is going to be different, I think. I feel like it's going to be, because their mentality is way different than, it's similar to what I got going on, you know? They're like my type, like, like-minded individuals, you know what I'm saying? Ah, shit. But anyways, and they kind of just, like, fell in my lap, and, you know, and I'm like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. But I actually made really great friends with John. We connected, like, instantly, you know. And, yeah, I fucking trust him way more than I fucking trust those fucking dickheads at my work. Fuck. He fucking... Fuck, man, like... And I've known these motherfuckers for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And I've fucking only known this guy for fucking... like a fucking month. You know what I'm saying? And I trust this motherfucker way more than... He can just see the... He can see in someone's eye. You know, you can pick up the vibe. And it was subtle. And it grew bigger with these motherfuckers. And God damn it. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Lesson learned, motherfucker. Lesson learned. See, this is some other bullshit in my life that I'll be going through. But, like I said, it's one of them fucking things in life where it's like, there's always another test in life. Something's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen. You don't know when. But you know, you can't, you know what, and you could try to prepare for it, but honestly, you can't, because when it happens, it's something that's new, and when it's something that's new, and you never dealt with it before, how are you supposed to prepare for that, man? Like, you're supposed to just, when it happens, you make a decision, you fucking make a calculation in your mind, think about the fucking, you know, the pros and cons of shit. The ins and outs. What's all involved? Who's all involved? What's going on? What are you trying to accomplish? Shit like that. And then you fucking, alright, now I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to decide to do this instead, because this shit ain't fucking working out. And it's not working out because of me. It's working out, not working out because of someone else. And I can't control that someone else, but you know what I can control? Me. I control what I do. And watch what I do, motherfucker.